Voters approved a measure on Tuesday that would put more money into Maine's public campaign financing system. But throughout the debate over question one, there have been big conflicts over how it would be funded. Backers of the measure would like the legislature to find $6 million over 2 years by getting rid of some corporate tax breaks. But as A.J. Higgins reports, business interests are likely to resist that idea.
Governor Paul LePage took an instantaneous dislike to question one, which provides an additional $1 million per year to the state's clean election system. LePage characterizes the initiative as welfare for politicians. But now that 55% of Maine voters have apparently approved it, LePage is ready to concede, sort of.
The people have spoken. We're going to work on it and see what we can do.
Mainers for Accountable Elections, the ballot question committee that's behind the changes, has recommended that the legislature pay for them by eliminating $3 million a year in what they describe as low-performing or underutilized business tax incentives. And they give the legislature another option, which is to continue to fund the program at the current level of $2 million a year, fold in an additional $1 million from eliminating the tax breaks, and use the remaining $4 million for whatever purposes they might choose. But Maine business interests that campaigned against the question say that's a false choice because the approximately $80 million in tax breaks that could be in play are actually helping to fuel the state's economy. Whether it's the Newmarket's capital investment credit or Pine Tree development zones, critics of the plan say the loss of a tax break could really do harm.
So, yeah, you could have a company that may be devastated by the fact that they lose an incentive that puts their business into the red.
And State Economic and Community Development Commissioner George Gervais says the immediate impact of these changes may be hard to pinpoint.
We won't know until the process follows through and we learn what programs are going to be targeted. And I only hope that we are able to have some input in that process.
Both the interpretation, but also the implementation of this initiative that was just passed belongs with the legislature. For our purposes, that's where we'll be when the time comes.
At the Maine Chamber of Commerce, President Dana Connors has seen his share of citizen initiatives, and he's preparing for a major lobbying effort when lawmakers return in an attempt to influence the funding of Question 1. In his efforts to preserve business tax incentives, Connors argues that the legislature should be able to find the additional $1 million a year elsewhere. Legislative leaders are awaiting an analysis on the effectiveness of current tax incentives as they prepare to devise a funding mechanism for question one. Meanwhile, LePage and business leaders say they'll fight to retain those tax breaks. And Andrew Bossy of Maine Citizens for Clean Elections says his supporters will be pushing back just as hard.
We will be working diligently to lobby lawmakers to stand up for the funding mechanism and to stand up for all of those important disclosure, accountability, and strong clean election provisions.
But as it turns out, Maine's Clean Election Fund may currently have enough money in the bank to cover the expected increase in allocations for legislative candidates who choose to run publicly financed campaigns. Jonathan Wayne is the executive director of the Maine Commission on Governmental Ethics and Election Practices.
We're still looking at the numbers, but we think we may have sufficient funds that we will be able to pay for these enhancements under our current revenue possibly need to ask for a modest amount.
The Secretary of State has 20 days to issue a proclamation of election results to the governor, who then has 10 days to sign it and make it law. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.